Dumpness and now he's
what?
Captain. And now he's got his own tugboat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your full name is what?
My full name?
Yeah.
My first name?
Yeah, your whole name.
Armand. A-R-M-A-N-D. I was named after this fella had this face. He was a rich man and I happened to be a damn poor one.
Armand. Now, this community is...
Right now they call it Bayou Liberty. But just like I told you, they changed it. It never used to be like that. It used to be Bronco Car.
Yeah, y'all used to have your own... You have a place where you can get letters here?
Yeah, they had post office and all. At first they had a post office on Bayou Parque over here. And then this fella died. And they had a fella back in there, had a vinegar factory. Making vinegar over here. And he had a schooner and he'd bring it to the audience for battle. And then he got out of that and he decided to come over here and buy this store. Had a big building there and house and all that. Ed had a store there one time and went bankrupt. So he bought that place and he took over the post office. So I'd go over there, meet the train, get the mail and bring it over here. And we'd run over there instead of going down through them woods over here. Because that's a long way through them woods. We didn't have them little trail we'd run through. I was a little kid then.
You were born?
I was born in Slidell. That's all I can do is remember when we moved to that other place my daddy had bought. Right close to Cow Road, what they call. And when my aunt died, you see, he wanted to move back over here. So then we were living over that end when that 1915 storm hit over here. Well, this whole country was under the water then. They claimed there was one hill that water didn't go over, and that ways down the road there.
Well, you weren't more than a boy then.
Huh?
You weren't more than a boy when that 15 storm hit, were you?
I can remember, but I wasn't nothing but 5 years old. Because I was born in 1910. And I can remember when the old man went and got a dresser with the latch on the door busted. And they had a big old dresser there. And we all got together and we pushed that dresser and put against that door till he went to the back and get the board and nailed and come and nail across that door. I can remember that good. Salmon Brick and Lumber Company, they had a big shed over there where they used to haul them logs. They had a team, ox team, you know, and that blew down. Well, I can remember us riding on the roof, pulling that thing around and riding on it like a raft, like.